metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today. Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. If you would like the contact information to get a hold of Stacy over at Dr. Gary Willey's chiropractic office in Sheboygan, text me laser, LASER, and my phone will send you her screenshot contact information. You can give them a call, get an appointment scheduled with them. Again, mention Trucker Randy, mention the radio station. You can get a new customer two-pack discount for $99. Give it a try. See if the treatments work for you. Absolutely work for me. Many others have used it. Whenever the pain just will not go away, you've tried everything, try this. And hopefully you'll get good results and be able to text me and talk about it here on the radio. The story I had pulled up when I was having problems connecting Stacy into the show, again, has to do with this budget road funding formula. Well, one of the things that we are looking at is the process. And one of the things that's happening is also now part of the discussion, artificial intelligence. Why? Because that's part of the education budget that the Republicans are looking at. While artificial intelligence is gaining traction among Michigan teachers and students, the state's policies responses are lagging far behind. Michigan Department of Education spokesperson Ken Coleman said the legislature hasn't set any AI policies, but next year's budget could include AI-related professional development and instruction, as well as use by the students in doing their curriculum classroom work. Also, other state departments have already pegged as a necessity a need for AI in their departments. Well, Coleman went on to say, Michigan is a local control state when it comes to education. That means decisions, including around AI, are going to be made by local leaders, local school boards, and curriculum-based alternatives offered to the districts. Coleman went on to say, nationally, the White House's America's A1 action plan has only offered some ideas, but state education officials rely on Michigan Virtual Learning Research Institute, as it's been defined as being the state's AI incubator. Coleman said the department is working with Michigan Virtual to test, evaluate, and recommend new AI tools. There's much work yet to be done as we reflect on the potential implications for education in Michigan. He said that the Michigan Department of Education does not train educators unless it's related to grants or technical assistance programs. Universities like Western Michigan University are currently taking care of that. Well, when speaking to Western Michigan University education technology professor Zion Wang, he said universities across the state and across the country are exploring how artificial intelligence can be used in teaching, research, and even training educators. The teachers are starting to use programs like Magic Schools but they don't have time to become AI literate. It's still under development, Wang said. However, from the researchers' perspective, we need the policy to give the teachers some space to work on it, as well as have the funding for it. It's extremely hard with Michigan's decentralized education system to figure out exactly how to do that. Basically, because local school districts will end up handling the implementation differently. Wang expressed concerns about AI being used by students to cheat, often using tools like ChatGPT. With that, it's alarming. And now we're discovering it's actually just a new way of cheating. However, as long as there's been tests, whichever format we have used, there's always been cheating. Now it's at a new level. Students are exploring AI space at the same time teachers are. Well, this creates an opportunity to be able to set some boundaries and limit the use. Wang went on to emphasize that educators should not fear artificial intelligence. Instead, it could be used to reevaluate foundational teaching methods. And in the end, she said it would likely change the way teachers are going to teach in the classrooms. Now, another Western Michigan University lecturer, David Paul, he's the chair of the philosophy department. One of the teachers who's shifting his teaching based on AI. He has lived through the implementation of the computers, of the internet, word processors, smartphones, and other technologies that have changed how educators teach. Paul told the story about watching ChatGPT come online and the immediate reactions of the students and other faculty members. After running some tests through an AI large language model, he realized that a student who knew what they were doing could breeze through his course with a decent grade just by using ChatGPT. As somebody who has decades of teaching experience, I was yet again being faced with a technological change that I'm going to have to adapt to, Paul said. Rather than resist it, I'm going to embrace it. He reached out to other colleagues and reevaluated his course design, which was based on essay writing. Like other educators, he was concerned about how to grade a student who might be leaning heavily on AI. You folks, I'm going to stop right there, because essay writing requires critical thinking and critical writing skills. Well, now all you have to do is download ChatGPT, the app, put it on your phone, put it on your computer, and all you have to do is ask it a question. So his subject is philosophy. Well, he wants him to write an essay. He wants him to write a couple of paragraphs about a particular subject matter issue within philosophy. With this ChatGPT on your phone, all you have to do is ask it a question about this subject. Even ask it to write an essay. Within a matter of a minute or two, many 5, 6, 8, 10 paragraphs come back to your phone that all you have to do is copy and paste it, and you basically wrote your essay. You didn't. ChatGTP did. So one of the approaches that this Professor Paul, philosophy, Western Michigan University, chose to do, I made a deal with my students. I said, all right, my classroom is going to be a sandbox. I'm going to encourage you to use these things. And when you do, when you turn something in, if you used it, I simply want you to tell me that you used it and tell me exactly how you used it. Students were told this was his classroom policy only. It wasn't sanctioned by his department. It wasn't even sanctioned by Western Michigan University. In having discussions with other professors and department heads, they're not willing to try this at this point. However, they were very interesting in seeing the response by the students and whether, in fact, they will actually be honest with them and tell him that they used AI to do their work. Well, Professor Paul decided that he wanted to then teach artificial intelligence ethics course. When holding the very first classroom instruction discussion, many were attended by Kalamazoo retirees. A dozen or more of the 20-something age students also accompanied about a handful of 70-somethings. When the word got out by the students, I think many of them brought their grandparents. I remember telling them that I felt like we were on the cusp of something new. And now, as it turned out, it's become new for just about everyone. Well, the bottom line, education budget that they're working on right now in Lansing is going to have to provide some funding for this type of instruction, training, working with the teachers and the students. So now they have even another item to consider when it comes to the education budget. Pretty interesting story. Thought you'd appreciate that one. Final segment of hour number one today's show. We'll be right back.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go. And you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
Maybe you're looking to sell an old firearm that's been sitting around the house just collecting dust. Or maybe you've been thinking it's time to upgrade to a newer model or caliber. Either way, the place to go is Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey. Pistols, rifles, shotguns, they buy and sell pretty much anything that goes boom when you pull the trigger. Except rocket launchers, they don't buy or sell those. So if you're looking for a new firearm or just want to sell old Betsy, you're sure to get a fair price and friendly service to boot at Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Are you tired of governments invading your online privacy? Introducing Legendary VPN Services. With our VPN, you can browse the internet with confidence, knowing your personal information is shielded from prying eyes. Say goodbye to hackers and corporate thieves. Our cutting-edge encryption ensures your browsing history remains confidential, even on public Wi-Fi. Protect your privacy today with our reliable and lightning-fast Legendary VPN service. Visit legendarysystems.net or call 231-818-8349. Your privacy is our priority.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Seems like yesterday, but it was long ago. Jane, it was lovely, she was a queen of my night. There in the darkness with the radio.
Hey everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of hour number one. Got a couple of text messages during the break. Oh great. Now they're going to be funding a way for the students to cheat. Well, there's two ways to look at this. Personally, I think what's going to be probably going to be the way this is going to work is they will have educators like just a couple of these folks that were mentioned in this MERS news story to come in and testify in front of the education committee. Professor Paul, David Paul from Western Michigan, a philosophy professor, other administrators, principals, superintendents, local school board members, basically to get them in there to talk to them, to ask them the question, what do you need us to do as legislators to put in for not only the policy but the funding? I don't think there's going to be a ton of money required because the technology is so readily available. Folks, if you've got a smartphone or an iPhone, you can download the app. Just go into the App Store on an iPhone or the Play Store. When it opens up where the little magnifying glass is, search for chat, GTP. Goodwin Thomas Hall. Chat, GTP. Download the app. It's going to ask you to log in using either a Google email account like Gmail, or you can log in using a different method. Once you create basically your account, you just click on the app button. There's a microphone there, and you talk to it. If you want to play with it, have a conversation with it. I saw this on Fox News. Brett Baer from Special Report, he's been doing segments on AI for the last couple of weeks. And he actually asked it, "Hi, my name's Brett. How are you doing today?" "Just fine, Brett. How are you?" "Oh, pretty good. My back hurts a little bit. I did some weeding out in my garden, and my lower back is hurting." "Oh, I can understand that totally. Have you tried ice packs?" Also, you can use, you know, over-the-counter drugs like ibuprofen. I mean, it was amazing, this thing actually having a conversation. Well, now, in that segment, Bret Baier said that some people were actually dating, online dating, feeling like they were having an actual love affair with a chatbot. They actually named it. Hi, Susie. How are you today? Oh, hello, Paul. I'm great. How are you? I'm thinking about going to the beach today. Well, that'd be really nice. Where do you live? I mean, he would say where he lived, and this chatbot would actually give him the weather forecast. Well, you might want to bring your umbrella with you, because they're saying that there's an opportunity for showers later this afternoon. And don't forget the sunscreen. It was like, this thing is a person. And that's the fear. All of the interactions that we do with this technology creates a database. Interacting with humans, it then takes the interactions, the comments, what you say into it, and stores it into its database, developing basically this huge library of information to be able to exchange with people whenever they use it. There's people that actually work at ChatGPT, and what they do is all day long input data and information. It's coming, folks. Donald Trump wants America to be number one in AI. And the way they're expressing it, not to do the work for you, but to enable you to do the work faster, better, with even more ideas than what comes to your mind. To expand your thinking. To be able to basically help you do your work easier, faster, quicker, thereby making you as a worker who embraces AI more valuable to your company. Productivity is the main goal. Not replacing humans, but increasing the human's ability to be more productive. It's coming. You have to embrace it. You have to absolutely learn about this. And I'm sure there's probably even going to be classes at the community colleges about this. I'm going to seek one out here at one of the local community colleges, and I'm going to go and attend the class and let you know all about it. Hour number two today's show. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Hey, everybody. It's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy of MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com, follow my journey with Missy, and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days.